Mumford.
Hello?
Yes.
It's my boy, listen, mate. This is the whole thing, yeah?
Before you go any further...
Yeah?
There's one thing that I've got to say, okay?
What's that?
Now, this is not just you, but I thought I might mention it now because I know what you're like, and I'd hate to have to dump you again like I did a couple of weeks ago.
I've got to be careful what I say.
Well, yeah, not just that, but you have to... Because we've got... Now, this is the law of the land, okay? I'm not being a chronic pain in the ass about this, but from now until the elections are over...
Yeah?
We cannot make any political comments of any kind, otherwise you get dumped before it gets on the air.
Oh, you're having a laugh, yeah? What sort of country are we living in?
Well, listen, don't even think about it.
No, I won't. All I've got to say, Nick,
yeah?
Is that I'm not glad that he's dead, but my records are going to be worth loads of money now he's dead.
Well, if you were the only one that had him.
I've got his first single, because I used to be a member of the Sub Pop Singles Club, yeah?
You did?
And I got the first single, Love Buds, through the post, and it cost me something like £2, £3, like.
Yeah.
And it's now worth loads of money.
Loads of money?
So let's hope a load more American stars die. Because it's punk, but it's, you see, it's third wave punk, like. You know, even though it comes from the Ozzy Osbourne school of, like, noise, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's still got the Pistols, do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
But,
You know what would be a good idea if they started a singles club of artists that are likely to die shortly?
Yeah, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they could go through a little test.
Well, I think I'd do
heroin frequently, and, you know, and stuff like that. And you could start collecting their records. It would be a little nest egg for the future.
Well, right, it's not that. It's right. I mean, I see them in 89 when they played with Mud Honey, right, and Ted.
Yeah.
Right, and you could see the geezer was out of his nut on the stage then.
So how was he live?
Well, I mean, it was a good life, but I mean, you could see that, he was trying to be an alcoholic at the time.
Trying?
Yeah, that's why he got on the heroin, because he
failed at being a...
Sorry?
Just didn't give him the kick that he required.
Well, you see, it's when he met his wife, really. Jeez, 1 month, you know what I mean?
Now, everybody says this about, you know, he was a good bloke, and so, you know, John Lennon was a good bloke until he met Yoko. Oh, no.
Yeah.
And the same with the Sid and Nancy. It was Nancy's fault. Right.
No, I'm not saying it was her fault, but I mean, according to the press, the music press, allegedly, it was her that introduced him to heroin.
Right.
Allegedly. I mean, I don't know how true it was, you know what I mean? And it's funny how her band, who weren't all that deep, got on the Geffen record label, the same record label that he was on.
Yeah, I do not like that band.
Is that old?
Mm.
Nah, have you heard Teenage Four?
No, I haven't. I've got the new album I got yesterday. I haven't actually checked that out yet.
Yeah,
it might be locked. Is it?
Yeah, I haven't gone with it. But like I said, it's a shame that he's dead, but it was on the cards, Nick, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I mean, if I had all that money, I'd do the same.
And on the table, on the wall, on the carpet.
Yeah, but I mean, if I had that money, I'd do the same, you know what I mean? Yeah, no, I'm serious, I'll be shooting up and having guns, you know what I mean? Definitely.
Getting into the rock and roll lifestyle.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Thank God that somebody actually does still, you know, they don't, not all rock stars go to Giorgio Armani to get booted and suited, and they have their money in offshore investment.
You know what's really sad,
thank God that there's somebody who actually, brings us back to what it's all about.
Do you know what's really sad?
What?
That Sting and all that ain't done it. It'd be great when it's Sting, Elton John and all them old farts, like, you know what I mean? They got a gun and they shot themselves.
Well, it's something to think about. We could have, like, we could just have, like, a completely dead artist station. Wouldn't that
be great? Right, yeah.
Okay, let's just gotta go.
Thanks,
man. 0500 30 12 15.
We are. This is really weird, because you're going to have to hold on a second, because I'm going on the air at my end. Hold on a minute. You might be able to hear me. I'm
put me on hold, yeah.
All right, hold on a second.
A simulcast. Ooh, what happened? Oh, he's always got the mic on. Yeah. He should have put me in the hole with the bloody output.
107.7 PM, yes, it is Spoon Man, of course, from our local lab, Soundgarden. News today, Kurt Cobain dead, shot himself. More news, we'll give it to you as we have it.
Yes.
Some information coming up for you, not to stick around for that. It's a wild thing around here today, because we've phone lines are going crazy.
Is there any Canadians, or should I,
We've got a guy on the phone, Nick Abbott,
who's
waiting for me from London, wants updates on what's going on. but I'm going to get right back to the music. This is the Birch Mode on 107.7. The end.
Yo. Does anyone in America still think Depeche Mode are like punks? They used to think that Duran Duran were like the cutting edge of punk rock, didn't they?
Have you heard Duran Duran's Led Zeppelin cover?
No.
Yeah, I like that, yeah. They've got one. They do, whatever it's called, I can't find it, but it's a famous
Is it a cashmere?
No, not cashmere. I can't even say thank you. They do thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we just, to talk about topical, I just played In Bloom. You see how up-to-date and together I am? Unbelievable.
Amazing stuff.
So, what's the news, Norman?
The latest news is basically what we told you last time we spoke, and that is that the police have now confirmed, yes, it is Kurt Cobain. They think he's been dead for over 24 hours. They haven't confirmed exactly how long he's been dead for. He used a shotgun in the room above his garage, sort of a guest room, I guess, not in the actual main house itself. There's people crowding around outside the house.
Oh, there's barriers up. I bet there's a thousand.
Yeah, it's quite nuts right now. Here at the radio station, we're the sort of like the spokes station for what goes on around here. We've got film crews from all over the world in here right now. CNN are in the studio as I speak right now. NBC are here. It's sort of a nutty situation. He left a note, but the police haven't, so far, they haven't said what was in the note. But I've got a quote for you might like. His mother said she feared he would die young, like Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison. And she said, I quote, "I told him not to join that stupid club."
What club?
The stupid club, the guys that...
Oh, that club. Oh, right.
Club, yeah. The stupid club.
Well,
yeah.
See, now everybody's going to... Even the people who didn't like him before are going to love him now, and he'll always be beautiful.
Something like that, yeah.
So, I wonder when we're going to find the note. That's a bit of a shame. I'd hope that we would have, known what was in the note, because we had the spot of actuality on our news on the top of the hour. We had the electrician, and he was saying that he just read the last few lines. You must have heard that.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard this, or am I giving...
Well, we've heard it, but we've heard it, but it hasn't been confirmed.
Yeah.
What goes on over here is that the laws are a little different over here, I think. We can't say things until it's confirmed.
Oh, we can say whatever the hell we like over here, especially if we make it up and it's completely false.
See, we can't do that because they slap libel suits on.
So what we have heard so far is that he was found with Elvis Presley. And,
is that right?
Yeah, they were found in a compromising position.
Uh-oh.
But no, the last couple of lines of the note were, I love you, I love you.
Is that right?
That's right.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe that we're getting you the news. You're like,
well,
right there. And
right there.
In the hard way, we know more about it than you do. You should be calling me.
Maybe I'll do that. Give me your number and I'll get on to
that. There was one thing that I wanted to ask you. Program, because I think the program that I have in mind originates from where you are. There's a
call. Hold on a second.
Okay,
hold on.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
107.7.
Wow, heavy station. TRS will be on to it. They've got a crack scene where they're coming through the windows on ropes.
And
hello?
Yeah, we do, apparently. So we're going to have to ask him for the track listing and the artist, and it's illegal. Great. Well, it's not exactly a first on this show.
Are you there? I'm back with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a show that is a Star Trek program. It's a talk show about Star Trek. Do you know about this?
I don't know about it. Does it go on a cable channel or something?
I think it does.
We've got all these nutty cable channels over here.
Yes, I think it does go out in cable, and I think it originates in Seattle.
Oh, it could well do. Yeah, there's a lot of nutty people here.
So, you don't know about it. Who would I have to, because I want to get her on the phone, like, desperately.
Well, I have a good number for you. I have a good connection. I can put you in touch with somebody that knows all about cable TV and has a cable program himself.
Okay, well, don't give me that number now. I'll take you off the air and I'll get it.
Right.
Now,
sure.
How come you are a DJ over there?
Just kind of pay me lots of money. They pay me lots and lots of money.
Okay, Norman, now this is an important question. I'm going to ask you this. You don't have to answer it, but I have to ask. How much money do they pay you?
I'm up to 35 cents an hour now. Yeah, they put it up. It wasn't bad. It was 25 cents. Now it's 35 cents.
So you can't do this as an illegal alien, because you can't, take a life profile if you're...
No, I'm totally legal.
Did you marry somebody?
No. What you do is you come in, you beg, and you plead, and you pay lots of money to a lawyer, and it works? Oh, sure. Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Are there any vacancies?
English voices do very well over here. Almost every major city has an English fellow on the radio.
No, see, people listening would say that you have an English, you have an American accent.
American accent, yeah. I know. Yeah, it's weird because over here they think I'm Australian.
Well, people think I'm Australian over here, so
we
could get together, we could do a show, two guys from Oz.
So what time does your show go out over there?
We're going out right now between 10 at night and 2 in the morning.
So it's
it's a talk show on a rock station.
Okay.
And you do a rock show on a rock station, right?
Yeah, but I do talk as well. I that's been mostly what I do, is I do talk radio.
Excellent. Well, let's all have to swap. You can come over and do my show, and I can leave and never come back.
You're that popular, huh?
And while with everybody but those that matter. So I have to go. Thanks a lot, Norman.
Nice talking with you.
Don't leave me yet, because I'm going to get that number off you off the air, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Virgin 1215,
0530-1215. On the hour, this is Sky News.
Confirmations expected within the hour that the dead body found in a house in Seattle is the lead singer of rock group Nirvana. It's thought Kurt Cobain shot himself. A weapon and a suicide note were found beside his body. He'd been recovering from a drug overdose last month that almost killed him.
Here's a, there's an allegation against me from Taunton.
Hello.
Hi,
I've got this friend in my class. He's done this biography on you. His name's Leo, and he claims...
A biography of me?
Yeah.
Is it a pamphlet?
I don't know, but anyway, you read it out of the class, and he said that...
He read it out of the class?
Yeah.
And everybody was saying, who the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, well, he's your fan.
Oh, right. My fan?
No, the other way around.
I'm his fan?
Yeah. Anyway, he said that on your previous radio station...
Yeah, the previous line. Yeah.
Your father, or you, I'm not sure who, smashed an LP or some type of instrument over the boss's head, and something about you being sent to jail or something like that.
Yeah, Matthew Bannister will never hire me again.
That's
true. What the hell are you talking about? Yeah, I got sent to jail, that's why I have so many friends inside.
Yeah. Then you went into some career with a record company.
Went into a coma? Yeah. I'm still about to do the same thing.
And then you came back to the radio station.
Mm.
So it's true.
I celebrated my 60th birthday last year. Yeah.
Right.
And furthermore, I used to be a woman.
Right. So it's not true, right?
No, everything you just said is absolutely true.
And is that sarcastic?
Do I sound like the sort of person that would be sarcastic?
No.
Exactly.
Anyway, another thing.
And another thing.
Yeah, there are these French visitors which come from France. They're French
people, and they came from France.
Yeah.
Really?
This boy, he's 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's called Thibault.
You are a character.
Yeah. What?
Nothing?
No, I'm not gay. Anyway.
Gay?
What?
Oh, you're a boy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I thought I was talking to a girl.
Yeah, well, I look like a girl.
Well, if you say so.
Yeah, well...
You look like a girl. You sound like a girl. I think that you need to check right now. You might be a girl.
Huh.
Well, no, seriously, your parents might have wanted a little girl, so they, you know, dressed you accordingly. Did I get that all mixed up?
Probably. Yeah, but why?
I'm mixed up and you're mixed up. That, what a conversation this is going to be.
One girl, but not. Anyway, this little boy called Tebow, cries and sobs if I don't read.
He cries and sobs? He'll be an international footballer before you know it.
Yeah, but anyway, he wants me to read this book called Robin des Bois, which means Robin Hood or something like that.
Really? Tell him to grease it lightly and stick it in his ear.
Yeah, well.
Thanks a lot. 0500 312 15. Whitby.
Hi, Nick.
Hello.
I've got a front page story here from my local newspaper. It's about Star Trek.
Really?
Yeah. Some bloke from Litter is starting a new fan club in Whitby. And he's put his phone number on the front page.
Oh, big mistake. Big, huge, vast mistake.
That's what I thought. So,
starting a fan club?
Yeah.
I'm going to take you off here. I'm going to get his number. Okay, what's the number? Yes? Be back on.
Right. He's sort of goes on. He's been to a sort of convention thing somewhere. And he's really chuffed. And he's sort of like got loads of nice things in there. Tremendous atmosphere at these conventions. Yeah. it's getting together with the same sort of people to talk Trek.
Now, Clint, how do I get this? I press Alt first and then the thing? Oh, he's busy. He doesn't care one way or the other. Let me try this. He'll probably be really upset. Everybody usually is.
He'll be awake.
If I cut you off, I'm very sorry, but I haven't got the hang of this yet. Let's hope that you're still with me.
He's probably here.
Hang on, I'm pretty well not aware. Are you there? Wait a minute. Whitby, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah. Is David there, please?
Yes, sure.
I'm concerned already. Yes, sure.
Hello?
Oh, is this David?
Yes,
it is. All right, David, now, my name's Nick Abbott. We're on the air right now on Virgin 1215.
All right, hello.
Now, for somebody just called me up and said that you were on the front page of your paper.
Yeah, I was this week.
And you made the vast and huge and massive mistake of putting your phone number on the front page of your newspaper. Are you serious?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm a member of a Star Trek club and I'm recruiting for new members. And that might be a good way to get a few new recruits.
A few complete nuts. Have you had any nuts yet?
Not yet, no.
Yeah, just me, so far. Yeah, well, it's something to look forward to. You're going to have an exciting weekend.
Yeah.
So do tell, what was the thing like? You went to a Star Trek convention?
It was the fourth one for me, yeah.
Was it the most boring, inane, facile thing you've ever been to, or what?
No, as usual, it was action-packed, and, I've just more or less scored because it's 24 hours, more or less, non-stop action. and there's video rooms run all the time, there's dealer's rooms. There's
video rooms?
Really?
What kind of videos?
They made up to now.
Anything you could possibly imagine?
New Deep Space Nine, all the new stuff from the States, the Steam Nights, there's Fancy Dress.
Fancy Dress?
Yeah, it's a chance for your uniforms that you made to get judged. Lots of people get dressed up in their Klingon outfits and their Star Trek stuff. And,
don't you feel, a little foolish?
Not really, no, because, a lot of work goes into it, really. It's not, you don't just, buy the 2 meters of material and then just throw it on. It's quite
But I mean, don't you sort of, isn't there any occasion when you just sort of stand back and look around and think, well, wait a minute, these are adults playing like it's fantasy land, like kids.
Yeah, I've already, I admit that quite often my daughter thinks that, you know, you're acting like a big kid, and I'll say, yeah, I am, aren't I? And I quite often make about me playing on stuff when I'm out at Star Trek, because we all usually have a walk out to the city centre and, you know, have a bit of fun with people. It is a lot of fun, and it's...
Now, are you one of these, because there was something in the paper the other day, I can't remember which sex they were, it probably doesn't matter because I doubt that they're getting any. They know every scene from every episode of Star Trek. Are you, one of those?
I must admit, I'm starting to, talk as if saying the words, I'm starting to do it now as well.
You're beginning to speak in Star Trekese?
I'm starting to know what's coming next sort of thing, because I watch a lot of it.
So have you rushed out and bought your satellite system, because it's on all the time?
Well, actually, the BBC and the stand's putting on next week, Next Generation.
Oh, really?
And,
Now, did the Next Generation do it for you as much as the first series?
Oh, yeah, I'm a Next Generation fan, and Deep Space Nine, more than the classic.
Really? Well, that must be a very controversial opinion to hold.
No, not really. You can go to a convention and you can say people don't take it that seriously where they're going to fall out, really, but...
No fights?
Never seen any yet, no. It just... You have this really strong friendship that...
It's like a bond. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, with like minds.
I've never... If you're a Star Trek fan... Quite often, if there's any problems, there's always another Star Trek fan that's going to help you out.
Right.
Especially in our club.
So it's just kind of like neighbours. Everybody needs good neighbours.
That's it.
Just a little understanding.
Yep.
Makes you... What's the rest of it?
You caught me out.
You can't put it into words.
You can't put it into words. You can't go to a convention. You're never on your own. You just can't be.
You know what? There's a show in America on cable. This woman who knows absolutely everything there is to know about Star Trek. She does a program about Star Trek. It's a phone-in show about Star Trek.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and get her on the phone.
All right.
Because I'm calling a station in Seattle in about half an hour's time. Because, you know, Kurt's dead. Not Kirk. I don't want to upset you. Kurt.
All right.
And so we're going to check that out. And I'm going to ask him because I think he comes from Seattle. But listen, thanks a lot and the best of luck on your mission.
That's it. That's all right.
Fine.
The comments would say Kapla.
I'm sure they would. And Kapla and up yours. Thanks a lot, mate.
Okay.
Bye-bye. It's a Mercury Free Call, and this is in Bath. Who is listening to that radio?
I am.
Hello. So?
Hello?
Yes.
Are you Nick?
I am.
You are. It's your opinion, I would like to hear.
Okay. Turn the radio down, because it's going to scramble your brain.
I think it scrambles my brain no more.
Really?
Hang on. My name's Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
And for some very, very special reason, I have just had a gift come to me, which enables me to write beautiful poetry. And,
What is it, they like a correspondence course?
Pardon?
Never mind.
Do not jest, you're only a man, and you never know who I am.
Was that an example of your ability?
Yes, an example.
Wasn't it just? So how did you learn that you had such hidden talents?
I've been under hypnosis for 6 months.
You've been?
Been under hypnosis.
For 6 months?
Yes.
Now,
one session a week.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Not permanently,
No.
Because that would answer a few questions that are popping in my mind.
Okay. Do you want me to finish the poem or I was going to write at your desk? Yes.
No, is it a long poem?
No.
Is this the poem that you sold to Clint?
No, it's not. It's just made up.
Absolutely, yeah, let's do it.
Do you want a nice one or do you want a nasty one?
Whichever is best, whichever pleases you the most.
Well, you were trying to make the mickey out of me, but I don't take the mickey out of you. You sound like a kind young man.
Oh, yes.
Although you don't know who I am, one day you may see, perhaps you'll be as gentle, kind, as loving as me.
Oh, that was quite sweet.
It was after you tried to make me look a fool, wasn't it?
Okay, now give me the nasty one.
Okay. Do you not jest, you're only a man, and you never know who I am. One day you may see, and maybe you'll be as gentle, kind, and loving as me.
Come look at me! Excellent. And so you were in hypnosis. Why were you in hypnosis?
To give me confidence.
What, just generally?
Yes, just generally, and to find myself.
And did you find yourself?
Yes, I certainly
have. Where have you been?
Hiding inside for 40 years.
Wow. And so how does this newfound you manifest itself? Do you, running around raving and interfering with the young men's clothing or what?
Yes, stupid man.
Is that the start to another poem?
No, I wouldn't bother. I won't bother.
Have I upset you now?
No, you couldn't upset me because...
Well, I could always give it a go.
You could never upset me because I understand why you're doing it.
Why am I doing it?
Why are you doing it?
Mm.
To see how strong I am.
No, try again. I will give you a second.
Let me know how strong you are.
Wrong again.
You're not stronger than me.
Well, let's,
Who cares? My mind, you cannot see.
Your mind, I can't see.
That's right.
No, but I can hear the product of its machinations and its scary this end.
I bet it is too.
Yeah, really weird. 0530-1215, I was warned that she could come in. He said, you're going to think that she's mad, but just go with it anyway. So I thought, what the hell, yeah, why not? And I did. Can this be Danny Bonaducci?
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Okay, listen, thank you very much for calling back. I mean, you must have got this call and you thought, who are these? They could be nutters, they could be stalkers and slashers. You didn't have the faintest idea and you took a chance.
Are you kidding? Everybody in America knows Nick from the radio.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Right.
All right, I'm fine.
Can I just explain to the last ladies and gentlemen who it is that you are?
Feel free.
Wouldn't it embarrass you if I dredged up some of your past?
Not too much.
Not too much, no. I'm not going to personal stuff. But Danny...
Feel free, Nick. Go ahead.
Danny Bonaducci was the cute... You don't mind if I say that, do you?
No, I think you're adorable, baby.
Yeah, it was the cute ginger-headed kid from the Partridge Family. I know that sounds hard to believe that he's actually still around. But that was you.
That was indeed me.
and he grew up to be a bit of a bully at Carter.
I am not a bully.
Now, can we get straight to the point? You beat Donny Osmond. You beat up Donny Osmond.
Yes, I did beat up Donny Osmond, but it was a fair fight.
Now, was it in a boxing ring?
Yes, it was in a boxing ring with judges and officials, and it was a fair fight, and he just got pummeled.
Yeah, do you train? Are you like a trained pugilist?
No, not at all. Not at all. I just, it came down to a contest of wills, and my will was bigger, I guess.
So why did he step in the ring with you in the first place? Is he so desperate? Is his career so far down the toilet that he has to do this for some publicity?
I don't know. I think that he felt fighting with me would change his image, and all it really did was change his appearance. You know, he had those beautiful, beautiful Osmond teeth. And I have them right here. I'm making a bracelet out of them.
If he did try and become George Michael for a little while, he tried to grow a little bit of stubble and don the black leather jacket, and we really didn't believe it for a second.
No, it didn't work for him, although I always thought Soldier of Love was a good song.
Well,
he tried to make his big comeback.
Yeah, that must have passed us by, thank God. So he actually stepped in the ring, and how long did the fight last?
6 minutes.
6 minutes? So
yes.
two rounds, yeah?
Actually, 3 rounds, because they were 2 minute rounds. I spoke 3 back today.
And how bloody was it?
It was relatively bloody. He got a black eye, a bloody nose, and a cut lip. So he was bleeding from both his nose and mouth. But not badly. I mean, he was wearing headgear, and I was wearing very big gloves. I think professional fighters fight with like 8 or 10 ounce gloves. And we were using 16 ounce gloves. So he wasn't hurt too badly, but he did get a pretty serious bloody nose.
Now, you aren't wearing like this sort of body armor that they do you have bar sumo wrestling over there?
Yes, we unfortunately we do have that here. And no, nothing like that. It was just he wore some padded headgear and boxing gloves. That was all. And pants, of course.
Well, that's, I'm glad that you put that in. That's right. Now, can I ask a question about this?
Did he
cry?
No, he took it like a man. He took it like a man.
You know, I'm a type of... Yeah, what?
I was saying that, you know, I taunted him before the fight. I thought it was just going to be a nice charity fight. And he started saying, you know, some things about me, and I didn't like it. So I started to taunt him a little bit. Like, did you get the movie Rocky? I'm sure you saw the Rocky movie. Well, he came up to me and said, in all seriousness, Donny Osmond does not know how to talk. It's an art form how to talk. And Donny Osmond doesn't have it. He came up to me with a serious face and said, you better look out, Bonaducci. I have the eye of the tiger. He said that way. And I said, well, that's great, Osmond. I'll make a keychain out of it.
Well, who are you going to pick on next? Is it going to be Marie next, or what?
No, I was thinking one of the Brady Bunch kids.
That would be a good choice, yeah. Did you ever get to fight Mickey Rourke?
You know what? I tried to fight Mickey Rourke. I offered him $10,000. But then I have seen some film of him fighting recently, and he looks like he might be able to actually hurt me.
You know, he's lost every fight he ever had, didn't he?
No, he's won every fight he's had, but he does fight bums, let me say that. He fights all drunk women. But he was winning.
Well, maybe he should challenge Murray.
No, I don't think
he should be all drunk. You know, yeah.
I think Marie would kick his butt if he learns he's not looking.
We are getting pictures in the press that Chicago is frozen out. It looks like a winter wonderland. Is that correct?
It is 15 below zero here today.
So is it better to look out than be in?
I want you to know, Nick, I'm sitting in bed naked and talking to you, and that's the way I plan to spend the day.
Really?